You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham and for Cynthia Canty. It's nearly impossible to escape talk about politics, but often that talk devolves into shouting. So when kids come home from school talking about a political discussion they heard in class and their parents don't like what they're hearing, the teacher often is blamed. People are defensive when their ideology is challenged. One legislator in Pennsylvania wanted to ban school teachers from talking politics in the classroom at all, at the expense of their state teachers' licenses, according to an article in the Washington Examiner. The legislator was worried about teachers indoctrinating kids. So how do you talk about social studies or current events at school? Well, let's ask a teacher. Batinga Ragatz joins us again. She was Michigan Teacher of the Year in 2011 and inducted into the National Teacher Hall of Fame in 2017.
Lester, I must tell you, yes, they do, and to a degree. You know, politics has become like cigarette smoke, right? You know, that stink is now getting in the clothes and it follows you everywhere. So kids are coming into the classroom anxious, they're confused, and they're concerned about this big elephant in the room.
Well, as a political junkie, I'm going to argue with you about politics stinking, but go ahead, I get your point.
Sure. I mean, you know, the point I want to get across is like, you know, students are going to remember these events, and so it's really important for them to have now in the present a place that they can unpack that event and quilt it into their learning context.
So in this context, do teachers play a neutral role in political discussions, or do they bring their own political views to the classroom?
No, teachers, we are professionals, and so we understand that there's, you know, like transference problems. So it's very important that you continue to keep a very impartial academic forum for these conversations to take place. It's very important not to paint your opinions with political colors, for sure.
What are teachers doing about this debate over whether politics should be discussed at all? I mean, are they just avoiding the whole issue or are they using it as learning opportunities?
Many teachers are using it as learning opportunities. Current events have become an amazing teachable moment, right? So many teachers are really working hard to create learning experiences, not to confront the students' political ideologies or to change their political ideologies in any way. But it's a great time to really help the students seek understanding of why maybe the other side feels a different way that they do. And of course, many teachers choose to stay out. And of course, some administrators are pressured by maybe their boards to put a kibosh on all political discussions.
Well, we know both things happen. Some teachers don't say anything at all. Some teachers say, I don't care. This is what I believe. And I think it's important to the students that they understand my positions. So are there some sort of best practices for teachers who want to encourage political discussion among the students but not wade into indoctrination?
Oh, sure. I spoke to some teachers this week and I got some really good examples. For example, teachers of younger kids are using children's books about conflict resolution, kindness to others, accepting differences, bullying. But then in the higher grades, I have an example here. A teacher by the name of Nate Wright, he's a social studies teacher in Grand Blanc High School, and he's addressing the issue straight on. And the theme for his U.S. government course this year is, get this, a nation divided. The premise of this course is that the students are going to be taking a real critical look at national conflict and conflict resolution throughout history. And they're going to be looking at five big issues in our history that adults have basically botched, and then brainstorm solutions so that these issues do not follow them into their adulthood. But this is the best part. At the end of the semester, the students are going to be hosting a community event called Coffee House Politics. So they're going to be inviting community members to share the strategies they've learned for political discourse. And they're going to conduct these roundtable discussions and monitor them so that everything stays chill.
What is gained by being open to political discussions in the classroom?
What is gained is perspective. So children are listening to us, they're watching our TV ads, they're reading our social media posts, and the very youngest ones, of course, are sharing their parents' spiciest ideological sound bites in school. And so I want to make sure people are just simmering with that a minute.
That was Batinga Ragatz, instructional innovation consultant, nationally recognized teacher, and Stateside's new education commentator.